This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick with News of the Universe. Well, there's a lot going on, as you might imagine. We're going to highlight several items. Here we go. Yesterday, NASA launched a spacecraft called Deep Impact, its mission to head far out into space and hit a comet called Tempel 1. Scientists hope the crater made by Deep Impact will answer questions about the beginnings of the solar system. Also, astronomers have found the biggest explosion ever detected in space and the biggest star ever found, all in the same week. And wait, there's more. Another space probe on a collision mission, this one with Saturn's biggest moon. Ira Flatow's host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. He spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Ira, let's start off with this giant explosion. What was it that exploded and how big is it?
Astronomers are reporting in the journal Nature that this explosion is really more of an eruption that occurred 100 million years ago now. Since we're seeing it now, you can argue, well, it feels like it's happening in the present, though we're really looking back in time. The explosion is a distant cluster of galaxies that left two enormous cavities in space, and at the center is a giant black hole. And this is really interesting because it's virtually eating matter at an enormous rate. And all that food collides and creates giant jets of energy. And we can detect that explosion in our neighborhood because the shock wave is so powerful. It's giving off X-rays that a satellite can detect. And that's how we know about this.
Let's talk about this giant star, three stars actually. Mm-hmm. So they must be bigger than our own star, the sun, right?
Oh, yes. They are very much bigger than our sun. These are three of the biggest stars ever found in the universe. So if you want to compare it to our sun, if you were to take one of those stars and put it where our star is now at the center of our solar system, this big star would stretch from where our sun is out to the planet Jupiter. And these stars, these are red stars. And the reason that these giant stars are glowing red and not white like our sun is that they're pretty old and they're near the ends of their lives. And you know how like a light bulb or a campfire, as it's beginning to go out and lose power, it begins to shift its color toward the red end of the spectrum. It's not glowing white hot anymore. Well, that's what's happening with these stars.
And finally, in our space news, a big impact. A space probe has a showdown with Titan. That's Saturn's biggest moon. And the actual idea is for the probe to collide with Titan. Why?
Because we're trying to figure out what Titan is made out of, this Huygens probe. And it's slated to do something Friday. Now, when I say to do something, it's because we really don't know what it's going to be doing when it reaches the surface of Titan. We've never seen the surface. It could splash, it could splat, it could crash. Titan is the only moon in our solar system with some sort of really serious atmosphere. It has lots of methane and perhaps organic slime on the surface, which makes it a good candidate to look like the Earth as it appeared billions of years ago. So once again, we could be looking back in time and observing perhaps how chemical evolution occurred in our solar system and perhaps right here on Earth.
Ira Flatow is the host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thanks a lot, Ira.
You're welcome.